Late last week, the phone rang in the newsroom and I met Russell Deming, if only telephonically. He wanted to know what we could do about an online story regarding serious charges he'd faced in 2017, charges which turned out to be false. It began when he arrived home late in November of that year and found police in his driveway.
I got out and the first thing I asked him is, what's wrong? Where's my kids? Where's my wife? And they said, they're fine, but unfortunately, we're going to have to arrest you. And immediately I was, there's a mistake. You've got the wrong person, clearly. And he said, no, we just received a report from your wife that you beat her, kidnapped her, and raped her.
There's some backstory here. He and his wife were about to go through a divorce. He spent days in jail and then months fighting it in court before she finally admitted she'd made the whole thing up.
She had told me that the Owosso Police Department had coerced her to tell that story, and her story to them was that she was just afraid of what I might say or do because I found out she was being unfaithful, and so she wanted to change the locks, and that's what she said she stopped by the police department for.
But while he'd been in jail, she had not been idle. He was allowed to go get his personal belongings, accompanied by a sheriff's deputy.
When we got there and she arrived and we went inside, there was nothing left. Not a stitch of my clothing, none of my kids' stuff, nothing was left. There was new furniture in the house, and she pulled up in a new car that she'd actually gotten that day.
You may be thinking, well, I hope she's in trouble. But Deming tells me false accusers rarely get punished.
Legally speaking, they can reopen a case and charge you again when those charges are dropped. So there's very much a fear of the victim of something like this to go back and press the person that actually falsely accused them.
Years later, Deming's still dealing with the false or misleading information left online by those phony accusations.
I thought that the worst of all of it at first was being in jail. When I got out, I thought the worst was behind me because I knew I was going to fight it and I knew I was in the right. And then afterwards, when in March, there was vindication and she came forward and said it was all a lie and it didn't happen, then I thought, okay, now I can rebuild my life.
But to this day, potential clients tell him,
we're like, we can't associate with you. We can't have our business or anything else associated with you. And so I've been dealing with that since then. And now every time that I meet somebody to do business with them in any form or capacity because of what's out there, I have to start with that and share this story with them just so we can start a conversation that we might do business.
It's a sad fact that one story like this could potentially taint any number of actual cases of sexual assault with that age-old stigma of he said, she said. But false accusers do exist, and as Deming's story clearly illustrates, they can do real damage that in the information age can last for years. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.